So one of the great things about doing the Historic Churches Bike Ride every year is you bump into people who've got the same distinctive kind of greenish-yellow sticker saying they're doing the same bike ride. And of course, what you're always doing is comparing notes.
Hello.
Hello.
Morning.
Morning. How many have you done?
Well, five so far.
That's
town
impressive.
Centre.
How many do you reckon there are in the town centre?
About 10.
So finally we started our first church of the day, which is St Mary's, a wonderful, very grand church right in the heart of Bury St Edmunds. And who better to set up the day for us than the expert on Suffolk churches, historian Clive Payne.
Suffolk was one of the most densely populated areas of England, sort of in the Anglo-Saxon and Norman period. And in the Domesday Book in 1086, probably something around 450-ish of the 550-ish churches that we now have were already there.
Clive, who actually built these churches? Were there stone masons who went around doing this as a group of people and spent some time in a village for some years?
Normally, the Lord of the Manor was the person who founded the church, which is why in Suffolk, as in many other places, you find that the church is usually next to the site of the hall, even if the hall has disappeared. And, you know, we get all these ideas, you know, all the churches over there and the villages over here, and it must have been the Black Death or the Plague. Well, it never was. It was just that the person who was founding the church, who was the Lord of the Manor, thought, well, who's not going to get wet on Sunday? I'm not. And that's the very human reason for it.
I guess if you're putting a lot of money into it, that's one of the perks. Yeah. So we're off from St Mary's. First stop, St Edmundsbury Cathedral.
Hello.
We just noticed that it costs £1,900 a day to keep the cathedral running.
I believe so.
It's a phenomenal amount of money, isn't it?
Oh, it is, yes. Yes.
Yes. Well, let's hope today helps.
I think the heating all goes up the tower now, you see.
How often?
In the really cold weather.
Yes. How often are you on duty here?
Well, I do once a month with volunteers.
Yes.
And only in the winter, we only do Wednesday and Saturday. But every day through the summer, right now we do.
It's lovely at a time like this with
day.
The light coming in, isn't
yes,
it? Beautiful.
Yes, yes. So, we meet interesting people.
Anyway, bravo.
You.
See you soon.
Bye-bye.
That spirit of volunteering and that pride in churches is going to become a real theme. Before we head out into the countryside, we've got one more church in town to do, which is St John the Evangelist in St John Street, Bury St Edmunds.
So
beside the windows,
little sort of colonnades,
and you can see
broken
ones. So they're going to be done, and they've been made locally.
How wonderful!
Golly.
Yes, which is absolutely.
So
lovely.
They're round tubular type bricks.
Yeah, and we've got some new ones that have been made. And it's, I don't know where it says.
So have you been fundraising to do this?
Yeah, we have.
Just a bit.
We always fundraising.
And you've raised, it says, £46,000. Or it's raised or promised, but the bill's going to be £100,000.
Yes.
And this is just to keep a part of the church
in good condition. This is always our problem.
Yes.
What period is this?
1841, I think.
Is it? So mid-19th century. It's just such a distinctive Thunderbird 3-like design.
Well, that's what everybody says. Everybody
but
says
I've never seen another church like it.
Okay.
I've never seen a church like it, we say, and we realise as we head out into the villages that it's true of every Suffolk church in every Suffolk village. And those of us who aren't very good at cycling and don't know a lot about churches suddenly discover a lot as we head out to Fornham, to Timworth, to Ingham, to Great Livermere, to Troston, to Honington, to Sappiston, and then extraordinarily to Bardwell.
Right.
But more of that to follow.
Right.
Right.